the Mr. Chicken Collection, Arriva a Roma and All Over Australia. Written by Lee Hobbs and read by Ryan Ireland. Even as a baby, Mr. Chicken was different from other boys and girls. Instead of playing games, he dreamt about life in ancient Rome. Now he was a grown-up and off to Rome on his first ever visit. Mr. Chicken was flying business class for the fine food and extra legroom. During the flight, he reviewed his notes.
My notes by Mr. Chicken. In Italian, Rome is called Roma. I must see the Colosseum, the Pantheon, the Forum and Spanish Steps, the Vatican and the Mouth of Truth. Legend has it that if you put your wing in the mouth and tell a fib, it will bite it. This sounds exciting.
Just before landing, he caught a glimpse of his first Roman ruin.
Magnifico, he cried.
Mr. Chicken arrived in Rome incognito and all excited. He'd hired a guide named Federica to show him some ruins and help him meet some real Romans.
Buongiorno, Signor Polo,
called Federica, recognizing Mr. Chicken straight away.
Welcome to Rome. Climb aboard my Vespa, she said, and hold on to your hat.
Mr. Chicken did what he was told, and off they went. His childhood dream was about to begin. Soon they were in the middle of Rome, crossing Piazza Venezia.
Look, said Federica, Il Colosseo.
Mr. Chicken couldn't wait to get up close and touch it. And when he did, he took a photo to prove that he had been there.
Of course, there is more to Rome than just the ruins, said Federica. Now you must taste Italian ice cream. We call it gelato. There are lots of flavors. Cocoa, cafe, cassata, melone and menta, pesca and fragola. And that's just a few.
Mmm, delicioso, said Mr. Chicken, licking his lips.
The Roman tour continued, with Mr. Chicken doing his best to remember his manners.
Buonasera, grazie.
Federica parked outside the Pantheon so Signor Polo could take a picture. But there wasn't time to dawdle, for there was much she wished to show him. Like the Vatican, where she and Mr. Chicken joined the crowd, all waiting to see the Pope. However, Mr. Chicken was hot and hungry. So Federica took him to the Trevi Fountain for a dip before lunch. Soon, Mr. Chicken had a big decision to make. Would he have spaghetti, or cannelloni, penne, or tortellini? Or maybe even pasta alla papalina? Mr. Chicken studied the menu and chose the tagliatelle.
Mmm.